Life in Exile podcast. This is your host, Carol Gaddis. In finding wisdom, we find Christ. In our last post, we talked about how easy it is to see that Jesus is simply another name for wisdom. Jesus is all wisdom, and it flows out of all he did and said during his life on this earth, and is echoed in all the scripture passages that speak of him. Today will be a short post, because I want you to spend more time meditating on the words of this passage rather than what I have to contribute to it. Wisdom speaks to his sons. It is distinctive to note the change from Solomon speaking to his son to wisdom speaking to sons, plural. We are finishing the 8th chapter and still working from the first person perspective of wisdom, or as we know, Jesus Christ. After sharing the benefits of wisdom and the work of wisdom in creation, the chapter ends with this: "And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death." Proverbs 8:32-36. This is a word of blessing for all who find and listen to wisdom. What we find in wisdom. In the days ahead, ponder these verses and this thought. In finding wisdom, we find Christ. In finding Christ, we find wisdom. In finding Christ in his wisdom, we find life and favor with God. Grace and peace. This has been a podcast of Carol Gaddis. To find out more, visit lifeinexile.net. Please share with a friend if this has encouraged you. Thank you for listening.